A juror who has limited English was among those who convicted a Brown County man as a repeat sexual offender. The conviction was appealed on grounds the juror didn't understand enough testimony to make a fair decision. Now the case is before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which must decide how much English jurors need to know and how to go about ensuring they comprehend trial proceedings. Attorney Steve Miller says that just because the juror obtained a driver's license doesn't mean he has a command of English.
I think it's evidence of survival English. Apart from the fact that you have to make a lot of assumptions as to what that actually entails, it simply does not mean that a person can listen to a story at length and evaluate it.
The Laotian juror indicated on a questionnaire his English was limited, something the man's boss and fellow jurors corroborated. However, the juror has been in the United States 20 years, follows football, and has taken English courses. The state's attorney says these factors indicate he knew enough English to be on a jury. Arguing before the state Supreme Court, Lee Prey said the English standards for jurors have to be reasonable, or people will be excluded from the judicial system.
The state's concern here is that the standard is not so high that we lose diversity on our jury pool, which has been a long-standing public policy that we want diverse representative people in the jury pool.
The circuit judge questioned the man without an interpreter and found his English sufficient for trial. The appeals court agreed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.